pleasure to be back at back and do all that brass and lovely once again, and we would like to take a moment to express our greetings to the acts of you and as well, to express our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with the acts of you in your brass to level and in your reality. Now before we begin this evening, we would suggest that there exists for you the opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us in this space that you have created on this evening. And you will find that as a result of the energy that you have created, that it is quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you refer to as a meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness, to participate in that telepathic exchange of information. Many times, the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express to you through this rather limited use of the vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to participate in that silent communication, in that telepathic interaction, if you wish. And once again, you will find it quite easy to enter into that meditative state. But as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist in what we like to refer to as a vibrational level. It really doesn't matter what terminology that you use to describe this reality that you choose to exist in. But a vibrational level, while not entirely accurate, gives you the opportunity to grasp the understanding that there are a multitude of so-called vibrational levels existing within the same time and same space. We like to use the analogy that it's like you understand most subtly that there are literally millions of various types of radio signals that are being transmitted throughout your Earth's atmosphere in the same time and same space. And yet you have the capacity through your various types of apparatus to tune into one particular frequency by eliminating all the rest. You know they exist, but you have that opportunity, that capacity to eliminate the ones that you're not interested in and to tap into that one specific out of the multitude of millions of frequencies that exist within your Earth system. And so it is that you, in this reality, in this vibrational level that you exist in, tap into, if you wish, are aware of what it is that you're experiencing in this vibrational level while eliminating all of the rest that are existing within the same time and same space. We have never existed in your vibrational level and have no desire to be involved in the type of experience that you're involved in. We are quite satisfied to have this interaction with our friend Elias and not have to participate in what it is that you experience in your reality, in your vibrational level. For you see, this vibrational level that you exist in is rather unique from all of the various vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. And it's unique in the sense that you put in place what we refer to as an electromagnetic type of energy that some of your so-called new agers have referred to as a veil. And this veil that you put in place has several different functions. One of the primary functions is that it restricts your ability while you exist within this vibrational level to understand who and what you truly are. It makes it very, very difficult for you to come into contact with that thought of consciousness that you like to refer to as your higher self, if you wish. You choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy, that veil that limits your capacity to have that understanding. That veil also limits other entities existing from outside of your vibrational level to interfere in the reality and the creation process that you're involved in while you exist within this vibrational level. What's really interesting is that you may be surprised to discover that other entities existing outside of your vibrational level have absolutely no desire to interfere or to create or to influence your reality. That's your choice. Other entities existing outside of your vibrational level understand absolutely that you are in control of your vibrational level, and they choose not to participate. For you see, once again, your vibrational level is rather unique because of that veil that you put in place. Because of that veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you are, despite the level of consciousness that you're involved in while you exist in this vibrational level. In other words, when you enter into an altered state of consciousness, whether it be what you refer to as a meditative state or a deep dream state, or even that's what we refer to as your between incarnational state when you die, in other words, you still exist within this vibrational level with certain limitations that put in place that limit your capacity to completely understand who and what you truly are. That's your choice. It's not something that you are subjected to, it's your choice. And that type of reality, once again, does not exist outside of your vibrational level. For you see, when you put in place that veil, if you wish, it has one very specific purpose, the purpose for which you entered into this vibrational level. And that is to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are and the process that you utilize to create this reality that you experience. And as a result of that limitation in your lack of understanding in your awakened consciousness state, and once again through various other levels of consciousness that you participate in, you, through that limitation, do not understand the creation process and as a consequence believe that you're not in control. You believe you're not in control, and as a result of holding that belief, you have the capacity to experience very intense ranges of emotions and feelings. Once again, we like to use the analogy that it's like when you go into a movie theater and you see a projection upon the screen. You know absolutely that that projection is a various trick of lights that you're witnessing. It's a production of someone else's ideas and the creation of their reality. And while you're sitting in that theater, you can experience a very wide range of emotions and feelings. Not only that, you can get the concept that time is illusional. In other words, you can experience a passage of time in that theater that may span several hundreds of your so-called years. And yet, when you compare it to the time that you spent in that theater, you'll find that it's a relatively short time to experience those broad ranges of time and space. And yet you know, despite all of the feelings and emotions that you experience while you're in that theater, that it's simply an illusion. And so when you leave the theater and you enter into the real world, now it's real. When you step outside of that door, and if it's very inclement weather, now that's real. When you experience emotions with the interactions that you're having with other individuals, now that's real. It's not like that projection on the screen that you saw in the theater. Now this is in the real world. Ironically, what you experience in your awakened consciousness state is as illusionary as what it is that you experience in that theater. But as a result of your putting in place this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand that concept while you're in your awakened consciousness state, this is more real. A very interesting thing occurs when it's more real to you, and that is that you have the capacity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible for you to experience when you understand absolutely that you are in control of the creation and the realities that you experience in your day-to-day activities. You exist in this vibrational level to experience those intense ranges of emotions and feelings. We would challenge each of you to look at any activity that you're involved in regardless of what it is, whether it's your employment or some type of relationship that you're involved in or interaction with another entity. The reason that you're involved, if you continue to break it down, is because you desire to experience certain emotions and feelings. You desire to create or to bring into your reality certain elements that will allow you to experience what you in your awakened consciousness state view as being very positive emotional feelings. That's why you exist in this vibrational level, because you, as a result of creating that veil, putting in place that electromagnetic type of energy, limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are and to experience those intense range of emotions and feelings. It's really that simple. You choose to exist in this reality. You're not put here. You're not forced to exist here. You choose to be here. You choose to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. When you enter into this vibrational level, there are certain beliefs or belief systems that we refer to that you agree to put in place and to sustain, not only once again in your awakened consciousness state, but also through various other levels of your consciousness. What we refer to as the human consciousness belief systems, the belief systems that you might view as being, for example, your laws of physics, things that you believe are absolutes that are very difficult, if not impossible, to change. You believe, for example, that your earth is turning and each day the sun will rise on one side of your earth system and it will set on the other. You believe that absolutely. You believe that it's necessary for you to consume certain elements in order for you to continue to exist in this vibrational level. Human consciousness belief system that you put in place. And perhaps the most difficult human consciousness belief system for you to put aside is your belief in time and space. Time and space are illusionary. They don't exist. You exist in the now, if you wish. It really doesn't matter what type of language we attempt to give you a description of this now or this illusionary time and space that you exist in. For you see, even to suggest that it's in the now is a reference to your belief in time and space. You have your past and you have the now and you have your future. Well, it's really not that way at all. You see, you believe in your awakened consciousness state that what you have experienced in your past is set in stone, if you wish. That it's not possible for you to alter, but it's possible for you to alter your future. That you can believe that you can have some type of influence on, depending upon what you believe, depending upon your choices and decisions, you can influence your future. But you have a difficult time in believing that you can change your past. Ironically, you do it on a continual basis. You're just not aware of it in your awakened consciousness state. It's an illusion. You exist in an illusion that is your creation. It doesn't mean it's insignificant. You see, many times when we attempt to use some type of a description through the utilization of your vocabulary, it brings with it certain understandings of those phrases, such as an illusion, which gives you the impression, well, it's an illusion, it's not really important. We're not suggesting that at all. We're not suggesting that it's insignificant. It's very significant, but nonetheless, still an illusion. An illusion that you choose to create and to be involved in. You choose. It's important to understand that you choose. And so, this belief in time and space is a very difficult belief system for you to step outside. And you go through various types of reality creation to validate your belief in time and space, to make it real. You are born into a certain incarnational period and you go through your childhood and your puberty and into your adulthood and eventually you die and your body goes through all types of transformations. It's an evolutionary process that validates your belief in time and space. It's real. How can you step outside of something that's so real? You make it real because once again, it appears to be beyond your capacity to control. And as a result of being beyond your capacity to control, you experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are very difficult to experience when you realize absolutely that you are in control. You see, in other vibrational levels, outside of your particular type of vibrational levels. That veil, that electromagnetic type of energy that we refer to, does not exist. And so we understand absolutely that we create our reality as you create your reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. And so the emotion, the energy that we experience that grows is that of absolute unconditional love. But we don't get the opportunity, while it's possible for us to experience, we don't get the opportunity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings that you experience because of your belief that you're not in control. Your belief that there are others who influence your reality. Your belief that this is real. There are certain elements that you believe that you control. Absolutely. You believe, for example, that if you set your alarm clock at a certain time at night, then you can control what time you awake in the morning. There are certain other elements that you believe that you have definite capacity to control, but to suggest that you control not just those instances, but each and every second of your entire existence in this vibrational level becomes very difficult for you to accept because you choose to hide from that understanding. You choose. Once again, it's important to understand that you choose. And so, you exist in this vibrational level that is influenced by the human consciousness belief system. Now, the human consciousness belief systems are the one that there is a consensus from the entities existing within your vibrational level to put in place and to sustain. And it's very difficult to step outside of those belief systems. Not impossible, but very difficult. Then you have what we refer to as the societal belief system. You are all familiar with various societal belief systems. What you believe is a society in this particular region that you exist in, not only can, but you understand is entirely different than some of the societal belief systems that are held by entities who chose to exist in other lifetimes, in other experiences on the other side of your Earth system. Societal belief system. What becomes difficult for you to grasp is that those societal belief systems that influence and have an effect upon your reality are as legitimate for you as they are for any other society that exists within your Earth system. It's not a right or wrong. It's a choice. Many in your awakened consciousness system have a tendency to believe that some societal belief systems are superior to others. They are superior to that society, but we assure you that the others in the other society feel that their beliefs and their belief systems are not only as validated, but absolutely as important and have as much of an influence on their existence as your societal belief systems. Then you have what we refer to as the human consciousness belief systems. Rather, the individual belief systems. You have the human consciousness, you have the societal, and you have the individual. Very difficult for you to alter or to affect the human consciousness belief system. Not impossible, but difficult. Societal belief systems alter what you might refer to as evolved change, depending upon the circumstances that are affecting that society. Much easier for you to step outside of a societal belief system to accept another societal belief system. Much, much easier than trying to alter your human consciousness belief system. But your individual belief systems, those belief systems are yours. They are your choice. And even individual belief systems can be very difficult for you to understand. You see, you believe that when you're awakened in this consciousness state, that this is the most important part of your entire existence. And we would suggest to you that it's really not that way at all. That this experience that you're having in your awakened consciousness state is the illusionary experience. It's the least real of all the levels of consciousness that you can exist in. It's the most difficult for you to sustain. You understand absolutely that at some point you will change your consciousness. You will enter your consciousness and not remain in your so-called awake consciousness state. You will enter into a dream state. You will sleep. You understand that, absolutely. You also understand that at some point, because of belief in time and space and this evolutionary process, that you will alter your consciousness even farther than the dream state and enter into what we refer to as that in-between incarnational state. You will die, in other words. You understand that. And ironically, you have no trouble holding a belief system that when you do die, when you enter into that between incarnational state, that there is a very strong possibility that you will remain there. You understand that that level of consciousness, that level of existence, can be more real, can be more sustaining and lasting than what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. This is the illusion. This awake consciousness state. This is the part that's difficult for you to sustain. This is the part that eventually your consciousness will leave. You will sleep, and eventually you will alter your consciousness to go beyond that dream state into the between incarnational state. What becomes difficult as well for you to believe that it's not such a big step to go beyond the so-called deep dream state and enter into the between incarnational state. In other words, the level of consciousness that you experience when you die is not much different than that level of consciousness that you experience in the deep dream state. But there's a rather interesting phenomenon that occurs. And we're going to use, once again, your belief in time and space. For you see, it's an illusion. It doesn't really exist. In other words, all of the levels of consciousness that you experience in your other incarnational periods are occurring in the same time and same space. It's when you're in your wide awake consciousness state that you believe that this is it, that this is the one, that this is the perhaps most important existence. And yet you are a multidimensional personality existing in a multitude of realities in the same time and same space. But once again, we will use your belief in time and space to give you some type of a description of what it is that you experience, what it is that you go for, if you wish, as you go through these various incarnational periods and your so-called dying experiences. In that altered state of consciousness, that is, once again, the between incarnational state, you still exist within the impact, if you wish, or the influence of your veil, of this electromagnetic type of energy that you put in place. And while it doesn't have the intense effect upon your reality as it does in your awake consciousness state, nonetheless, it is still a state which limits your capacity to understand completely who and what you truly are. However, it's very difficult in that state to not begin to realize that what it is that you're experiencing is simply a validation of what it is that you believe. And consequently, you begin to change those realities. As you alter your beliefs, as you alter your thoughts and feelings, what it is that you desire, you alter the reality. And you begin to understand, and you can, if you once again to believe, use your belief in time and space, you can, if you wish at that time, choose to leave this vibrational level. Choose to leave. It's important to understand that it's a choice. Or you can choose to reincarnate. And it's on those choices of reincarnation where you many times put in beliefs and belief systems, make choices of what it is that you're going to experience in this particular incarnational period, whether you will be a man or a woman, whether you will exist in certain areas of your earth system, what it is that you desire to experience. And you will be in contact at that level of consciousness with other entities in your vibrational level who agree that they want to interact with you because they want to share experiences so that they can experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are a result of your interactions. And so if the consensus is not like you force yourself to be involved in a certain situation but rather make the choice in agreement with others that are involved in that same reality creation process. And at that level of your consciousness, you put in place many times beliefs and belief systems that are possibilities for you to experience in that incarnational period. Your scientists have looked at your DNA now throughout your recent history and have determined that there's a portion of your DNA that they once referred to as simply being junk or a leftover portion that came from your so-called evolutionary process. that didn't seem to have any impact or effect upon what it is that you experience in your day-to-day activities. However, they're beginning to understand that contained within that so-called junk, that part of the DNA that they didn't understand, are possibilities. Possibilities for you to experience certain realities in this vibrational level, based upon choices that you made in an altered state of consciousness, beliefs that you put in place, and are stored within your DNA. And it's what you do in this particular incarnational period, through your choices and decisions, through your beliefs and attitudes, what it is that you desire, what you expect to bring into your reality, that takes that portion of the DNA and activates it or deactivates it, so that it becomes a probability, or a probability is reversed back into a possibility. And what occurs is that as a result of your beliefs and belief systems and your choices and decisions, you actually alter the energy that surrounds your DNA. And as a result of the alteration of that energy, you actually alter what it is that you experience or have the potential to experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And so many times it's difficult for you to understand what your beliefs are, because you put them in place at a level of consciousness that you're not aware of in your awakened consciousness state. And it's very difficult for you to approach or to comprehend while you're in that altered state of consciousness. When you enter into a deep dream state, for example, you have difficulty coming back into your vibrational level, into your consciousness state, and remembering what it was that you were experiencing in that dream state. You have difficulty remembering, or at least making sense of what seemed to be a random interaction. And it's because you choose to make it difficult, because you don't want to, in your awakened consciousness state, know who and what you truly are. You choose to hide from that understanding. And so, this reality that you're experiencing is simply a validation of beliefs and belief systems, a combination of your human consciousness belief systems, your societal belief systems, and your individual belief systems. And as a result of that confirmation and combination of beliefs and belief systems, you create the reality that you experience in your day-to-day awake consciousness activities. You create the reality. You see, you are not put in this vibrational level by any other entity. You choose to exist in this vibrational level. The reality that you experience in this vibrational level is a validation of the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. And you rejoice in that creation process. Now, for many, that becomes very difficult to accept that you're responsible and that this reality that you're experiencing is a result of what it is that you desire to experience. How in your awakened consciousness state, when you're involved in some type of what you would believe to be a less than desirable reality, you're experiencing, for example, some type of health issue that you realize could cause all types of hardships in this reality, and perhaps even eventually cause you to alter your consciousness, to die, in other words, in this vibrational level. It becomes very difficult for you to accept that that's a validation of your desires. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. It's a validation of what it is that you choose to experience. For you see, in your awakened consciousness state, it's the positive emotions that you desire to experience. It's the ones that you think are the most important. But you see, that spot of level of consciousness, that level of consciousness from which you create your reality, has no such judgment. It gives to you that which you desire. It validates beliefs and belief systems. Many times beliefs that you put in place in altered states of consciousness, you have difficulty becoming aware of them in your awakened consciousness state. That spark of consciousness that you are is absolute unconditional love, and it gives to you that which you desire without judging whether it's right or wrong. Right or wrong, good or bad, is a human consciousness concept, and application of judgment that you put upon the realities that you're experiencing. From the level of consciousness from which you create your reality, there is no such judgment. It gives to you that which you desire and rejoices in the creation process and allowing you to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that you experience as a result of that creation process. It's only once again in your awakened consciousness that you place the judgment as to whether it's good or bad, right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable. There is no such judgment, once again, at that level of consciousness from which you create your reality. That can be very difficult to accept. Very difficult, particularly when someone in your so-called awakened consciousness stage is involved in some type of an abusive situation, for example, in a very abusive or dominant relationship. It becomes very difficult for you to accept that the individuals involved in that particular relationship are there because they choose to be, are there because it's a validation of their beliefs and belief systems, what it is that they desire, based upon their choices and decisions, their expectations. They create their own reality. And once again, the good or bad is only something that is fired in your awakened consciousness state. What becomes even more difficult for you to grasp is that in that so-called abusive situation, that it's the victim who is more in control. That becomes very difficult, we understand, for you to accept. And for some, it's a concept that defies any type of acceptance or explanation. But nonetheless, when the victim chooses to stop being a victim, then the whole scenario ends. The victim is in control. The victim agrees to participate. And that spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire, to validate your beliefs and belief systems based upon your choices and decisions, how you think and feel. It's important to understand what it is that you desire. So many individuals in your awakened consciousness state have a difficult time putting down what it is that they truly desire, what you wish to bring into your reality, and then utilize your imagination. You see, if you look at your so-called advanced technology and your modernization of this society that you exist in, you will find that without exception, all of these so-called advancements, these advancements not only in technology but in all of the other apparatus that you utilize, are the result of someone's imagination. Imagination is a very, very powerful tool. So when you understand what it is that you desire, you utilize your imagination to make it real, if you wish. The more precise and detailed your imagination, the better your chances to create that type of reality. And then there is the expectation. And perhaps the most difficult process in this creation process is the expectation. You see, it doesn't matter what it is that you put down as a desire and use all the imagination that you want. But if you don't really expect to create it in your reality, you're going to have a very difficult time. Expectation is very important. And many times, people don't have the expectation because they don't believe in themselves. They don't like who they are. They don't know who they are at their core. They don't go inside and touch that spark of consciousness and become aware that they are all that is. And as a consequence, they lack that expectation that's necessary to create the reality. We very seldom give suggestions of what it is that you should or should not do. You see, the reality that you are experiencing is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. If you change your belief, you change your reality. And so to give a prediction of your future is a fly-by-night adventure at best. It's not possible for someone to predict your future, because you see, your future is simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, what it is that you desire, what you accept. And if you alter those beliefs and those expectations, then you alter your future. It's really that simple. And so it becomes impossible to accurately predict your future. Your future is within your control. It's your reality. There's not some entity existing out there that's creating for you and subjecting you to some kind of reality or experience other than that which you desire to experience. And so, once again, it becomes very difficult to tell you what your future will be, or to give to you suggestions of how to create in your reality. But it is important that you have expectation. And expectation can be enhanced by liking who you are. You see, you are a spark of consciousness at some level that understands absolutely the concept of absolute unconditional love. But in your awakened consciousness that you hide from that understanding. And so to love yourself consciously can for many be a very difficult concept, a very difficult state to arrive at. But in order to get there, you must first of all like who you are. If you don't like who you are, it becomes very difficult not only to love yourself consciously, but very difficult to correct the reality that you desire to experience. You don't have that expectation. And so it's necessary. It's a very important part of this expectation and creation process that you like who you are. And once again, I will hesitate to give you various techniques that you can utilize. There is one that is very beneficial to take you on this step of liking who you are. I'm not suggesting for an instant that you don't like who you are, but if you're having difficulty in creating your reality, if you're having difficulty in experiencing the emotions and feelings that you desire, then liking who you are and loving yourself consciously can assist in the expectation to create that reality. And so, like who you are. And once again, there are a very simple technique that will assist you in taking that step. And what we suggest is that you make a list of various principles that are important to you. It's important as well that these principles are your principles. You're not doing this to please someone else. You're not doing this because you think, oh, so-and-so would really like it if I had that principle, if I applied that principle. You're not trying to impress another person. You're simply putting in place the principles that are important to you. So this is your principle. It doesn't matter if you alter your principles from time to time and say, well, this one has now become more important, I'm getting really good at applying that principle, now I'd like to work on this one. That's completely fine. Make the list of principles and apply the principles when you create the opportunity to apply the principles. And you will find many times that as a result of your dwelling, if you wish, consciously on the thought for a certain type of principle, you will become involved in circumstances that allow you to apply the principle, that allow you to facilitate and to utilize that principle. Because you create the reality. It's not chance, it's not something that just happens. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, what it is that you desire. And so you apply the principles. And as you apply the principles, you begin to strengthen your character. And you begin to like who you are. And when you begin to like who you are, there are some very fascinating things that can occur. People begin to like you as well. People will smile at you walking down the street for absolutely no reason. You'll begin to recognize other entities that you have never, in this particular incarnational period, been introduced to or had any type of contact with previously. Many things that occur as a result of your liking who you are. And when you like who you are, then you enhance the capacity to love yourself consciously. You see, love is a very specific emotion that brings with it a certain element of responsibilities, things that you must do not only to love yourself, but to love others. We're not going to get into that this evening. It can be a very lengthy discussion that can be taken class on its own. But love is a state of being and a state of doing. The being can be quite easy. And many times the infatuation is almost instantaneous. But the doing that enhances the love, makes it stronger and makes it priceless, requires the doing. It requires that effort. And so the doing is very important. And once again, that's a whole entirely different subject that we will get into if you desire at another time. But for now, like who you are. And as a result of liking who you are, begin to love yourself consciously. And then you begin to have the expectation that what it is that you desire is possible to come into your reality. That expectation is absolutely necessary. And as a result of that expectation, you begin to alter your thoughts and feelings. You begin to alter your choices and decisions. You begin to will to alter what it is that you desire. When we first entered into your reality in this incarnational period, and it's not the first time that we have interacted with our friend Elias, but however, in this incarnational period, we suggested that before you entered into what you now refer to as the new age and new energy, that when you accepted that you were absolutely in control, when you accepted that what it is that you desire can change as a result of your understanding how it is that you create this reality, that there was a very absolute possibility that the relationships that you were involved in would change. Relationships would change. And it would not necessarily be a very instantaneous, but rather a growing apart of relationships and becoming involved in other relationships. And so when you choose to like who you are, when you choose to put in place that expectation, it begins to once again influence your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions, and as a result as well, influence the interactions that you have with other entities. And for the most part, we would suggest influence it in what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as being a positive or desirable experience. So like who you are. Understand what it is that you believe. That can be very difficult. Once again, we've suggested that many of those beliefs and belief systems you put in place or at least alter and influence in your altered states of consciousness. When you're in that deep dream state and you're interacting in other incarnational periods with that so-called stock of consciousness that you are, or you're interacting with other entities that don't really exist or that you're not experiencing any interaction with in this incarnational period, you are indeed influencing your reality from that level of consciousness and is really influencing your beliefs and belief systems that you bring back into this reality and are not aware of. And so it's difficult many times to understand what it is that you believe. We have suggested that if you pay attention many times to your spontaneous attitudes, those attitudes that you wonder when a certain event occurs, you wonder, where did that attitude come from? What caused that? I'm not supposed to feel that way. You see, many of you believe that you must hold a positive attitude, that it will create positivity in your reality. You can have that. Absolutely. It's a choice. What do you believe? It's really that simple. However, many times when you get those spontaneous attitudes that you wonder, where did that come from? I don't hold that attitude. I don't agree with that attitude. I don't like that attitude. We would suggest that if you pay attention to that attitude and try to discover what the belief that you hold that's responsible for that attitude, then you can begin to not only change the belief, you change the belief system, and you change your reality. You see, the reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. It's really that simple. What do you believe? If you believe, for example, that you've been put on this earth and you need to go through some type of enlightenment and spiritual growth, you can have that. And for you, it's real. It's not that it's something that's denied you. You can have whatever it is you desire. Not only can, but do. And so if you wish to put in place that type of reality, if you wish to experience those types of realities, you can have that. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice. If you choose to believe that there's some entity existing outside of your vibrational level that's influencing and controlling your reality, you can have that as well. You'll have all types of experiences to validate that belief and belief system. If you choose to believe that you have guides and angels that surround you, you can have that as well. It's not right or wrong. You not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire, and the stock of consciousness that you are gives it to you without judgment as to whether it's right or wrong. So you can have whatever it is you desire. We're not suggesting that one is superior to the other. Absolutely not. What do you believe? What do you desire to experience? You can have it, not only can have, but do have it based upon the beliefs and the belief systems that you hold. What's important is to understand that it's your choice. It's important to understand that it's a validation of your belief systems. You create your reality. There's not some entity existing outside of your vibrational level that's creating for you. You can create that reality if you desire. You can create that reality. You can create the reality to validate belief systems that you're not in control of. You not only can, but you do on a continual basis. In many of those realities, you don't want to accept the responsibility for. If it's what you refer to as a very positive experience that's the result of certain steps that you've taken in your day-to-day activities to reach a certain achievement, then you gladly accept the responsibility. Look what I did. But when it's what you refer to in your wise work and conscious state as a less than desirable reality, well, it's not quite so easy to accept responsibility for. It's more like, what the hell happened here? I didn't have anything to do with that creation force. Why on earth would I ever want to experience that reality? But that stock of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire, based upon your choices and decisions, based upon your beliefs and belief systems, based upon what it is that you desire, and it does not judge whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, what you should or should not experience. You create your reality. Absolutely. And we're not just suggesting that you create the interaction that you have with other entities in your day-to-day activities. You create your reality. You are all that is. This reality that you exist in is an illusionary reality. And while it may appear to be real to you in your awakened consciousness state, you have gone to great lengths to make it appear that way for the opportunity to experience once again those intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible for you to experience when you understand that you are in control. It still does not alter the fact that you create the reality. It is your creation. What you find perhaps even more difficult to grasp the understanding is, not only do you create this reality, but you exist. The energy that you are exists in each and every atom of your entire universe, of your entire reality. You are all that is. Each of you. You simply choose to hide from that understanding. Many search for their spirituality like it's something you've lost. You can't lose your spirituality. You choose to hide from it, but you can't lose it. It's who and what you truly are. It's the basis of your existence. You can come in contact with it if you wish, but you cannot lose it. And the search for it is to suggest that you don't know where it is. We suggest you know exactly where it is. You simply choose to put in place a type of energy that limits your capacity to understand that, not only in your waking consciousness state, but to various levels of other consciousness that you exist in. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing in your vibrational level or in any of the other vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation that is any more or any less than what a yes of you are. You are all that is. You create your reality. Your reality is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. What it is that you desire. What you expect to bring into your existence in your awakened consciousness state. You created all. What is really interesting is that for those who are in search of their spirituality, or who believe that there is some type of a growth process that you must complete before you can leave this reality, we would assure you that that is your creation. That is your belief system. For you see, you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. There are but three things in this reality that you cannot alter. The one is that you create the reality. Absolutely and entirely. Not just the certain things that you choose to be involved in, but absolutely everything that occurs in your earth systems, in your awakened consciousness state, and in your altered states of consciousness is your creation. You create your reality. You are all that is. You are the God you search for. You sometimes hide from that understanding, but nonetheless, you are all that is. And the third thing that you cannot alter is the concept that you cannot fail to come to that understanding. This is a no-fail process that you're involved in. You choose to be here, and you can choose to leave. No one put you here. You chose to be here. You are all that is. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. You cannot fail. Now, we would leave you for a moment or two, and if you wish, we could possibly return and answer any questions that you may have for us. In the meantime, we would suggest to you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to exchange with the earth of you. And so until the next time, we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.